This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. Once more again, I say hello. This is Reverend Caesar coming to you on BBS Radio. Another fortnight again, bringing you the good news of salvation. You know, Jesus, our only hope. I thank you for allowing me into your home again and keep spreading the good news to your friends and your families and tell them something good is awaiting them. Today, I just wanted to talk to you on some simple things, but you may not give them priority in your life. I want to talk to you about prayer. And my topic today is God first. God first. And it is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verse 1. Prayer is the surest way of getting anything done. Surest. So let not anything take priority over your prayer. Whatever it may be, always take it to God in prayer. Prayer is one of the greatest tools one can have in the world because it opens the door to a dialogue with God. To pray is to know to whom you are speaking rather than from what it takes. Prayer means that one is engaged in a dialogue with God in particular. Prayer means that you are beginning a dialogue with the one who created you, the one who never left you. You are reestablishing that connection within your heart and mind and giving yourself the opportunity to have a deeper experience with the source. Ladies and gentlemen, prayer is the opportunity to transcend the world in any given moment and connect with what is true and real. When one chooses to pray, one is choosing to step aside from all that seems to be happening and seek connection with their Father. So let me say, if you say a prayer to God and stop for a moment and connect with God, acknowledge God, thank God, or appreciate God in the course of that prayer, its function has been fulfilled. And if you say a prayer without acknowledging God or connecting with God in some way, then the function of that prayer is not fulfilled. It does not matter what is prayed for or the outcome of the specific request, because the function of prayer is to connect with God and remember truth. This is not necessarily acknowledged or understood in the moment, but by asking something of one whom you've have never seen and have no proof of, just by that act alone, you are overcoming the world, because no one have ever seen God. And the Bible says no one will ever see God and live. If you say a prayer because you think you should, because it is the right thing to do, because it couldn't hurt, or out of an obligation or responsibility, that prayer does not fulfill its function. You know, a prayer can be as simple as, well, hello God, or thank you God, or it can be an unending dialogue about anything you want to share with God. Prayer need not happen in a physical church. You don't have to be in a building to give prayer. But in the church within you, you are the church. If you are walking down the street, for instance, driving in your car or shopping in a store and have the thought to say hello to God, thank God, or say something as a, in a lighthearted and casual way, or as serious as a way as you feel called, it is all the same. Because you are the church. Many believe they must be serious and reverent in their prayers with God. And yet that is unnecessary. The reason for that is, remember, God in a happy moment as well as challenging is a wonderful blessing for everyone. And to connect with God in whatever place, you are always, always welcome. Prayer is very necessary in the process of hearing God's voice. It is not that you must get on your knees and pray the rosary this many times a day or these particular ways and then you will someday hear God. Prayer is what opens the dialogue. One person has to start talking for another person to talk back. It does not matter who talks first, what is said, where, how, or anything else. Though as long as two people sit silently, no dialogue will occur. One has to talk first. It could be said that God talks to you all the time. And at some point, that and you talk back, and that is prayer. Then you hear God move specifically, because you are now engaged in the conversation. Once you start a conversation through the prayer, whatever that looks like, the relationship begins. Many a time, Jesus has to pull himself aside to go and pray. because he needed to tap into the main source. In prayer, we speak openly with our Heavenly Father. We are all children of God. He loves us and knows our needs. And he wants us to communicate with him through prayer. We should pray to God and no one else. The Lord Jesus Christ commanded, ye must always pray unto the Father in his name. And so as we make a habit of approaching God in prayer, we should be always clean and presentable. The reason why I mentioned that we should be always clean and presentable is that when you are going out anywhere, any function, or with your friends, you want to look your best. And you want people to acknowledge you. So therefore, if you're going before the throne of God, you must look your very best. Nobody says that you have to put on your wedding dress, but you must be presentable before you stand before God, because he is everlasting and he is king. And we will come to know him and draw ever nearer to him. Our desire will become much more closer to him. You know, prayer, as I said before, is the surest way of getting anything done. It is the surest way. And we get our blessings. Sometimes you want to pray with others. Like with Acts chapter 1 verse 14, it underscores the importance of Christians praying with one another. They are joined together constantly in prayer. Jesus prayed alone. In Luke 5:16, it reads, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. And as much as Jesus understood the value of praying with and for others, he also understood the need to pray alone. Psalms 46 verse 10 reads, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes it's important for us to be still before God, but the only way to do this is, especially in our hectic culture, is to do something alone with God. When the disciples saw Jesus constantly going to have a prayer and communion with God, they were wondering among themselves, why is he so often going to pray? And they became so suspicious, they wanted to find out exactly, and asked Jesus, like, well, every minute you're going to pray, what happened? And then they came to the idea and said, Lord, teach us to pray. And the Lord Jesus says, and when you pray, say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Prayer is very essential in our life. One time, a lady took her son, because son was having problem with demonic possessed. And she took the son to the disciples. And nothing happened. But Jesus came on the scene. And she approached Jesus. Lord, I took my son to the disciples because the demon was throwing him in water and fire and everything like that. And they couldn't do anything with my son. But Jesus looked at them in a way and scolded them in such a way. And the disciples came back and asked Jesus, well, why couldn't we have done that? Jesus says, these things come not out but by prayer. Some things are prayer so necessary that it only takes prayer to make that thing happen. Prayer to make it happen. Jesus prayed in the nature. In Psalms 91:1 reads, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. What better place to commune with our Creator than among the wonders of nature? Luke chapter 6 verse 12 says, one of those days, Jesus went out to the mountainside to pray, and he would have gone to a home, a synagogue, or if he were near Jerusalem, he would have gone to the temple to pray. But there were times when Jesus made a decision to pray where he was, which often happen to be in nature. We are surrounded by so much that is man-made that sometimes it's difficult for us to remember that this is not our world, but God's world. It is written in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, Psalms 24, 1. Full of wonders for us to enjoy. Jesus could pray as a sprinter or a marathon runner. The Lord's Prayer is full of wisdom, but it is short enough to be easily memorized and serve as an example of a sprint rather than a marathon. But Jesus also knew how to dedicate long periods of time to pray. As we read in Luke chapter 6 and verse 12, Jesus spent the night praying to God. And we too need to be able to offer short prayers as well as dedicate long periods of our lives in prayer. Jesus prayed regularly. This insight is gleaned from a passage cited earlier in Luke 5:16, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and pray. And the word often is not hidden, but make it obvious that Jesus prayed regularly. And throughout the gospel, whenever we read of Jesus and prayer, it comes up regularly and naturally. It was simply a part of his world view, integrated into every aspect of Christ's life. Can we say the same about prayer in our life? Can we? My brothers and sisters, my friends, please do not make anything have priority over your life. It must be God first. Many people make their own human decisions, and things did not come out right at all whatsoever, because they leave God out of the equation. God must be always involved in your life when you're making decisions. And when you're praying, you ask God for wisdom to make the proper decisions, the right decisions, so that you will have the right outcome. Don't leave God as the last resort. Don't give God your wilted roses. Acknowledge God first and foremost. Prayer does not benefit God. It benefits us. Give him his due acknowledgement. And so the Bible said that Jesus prayed regularly. The prayers of Jesus were heartfelt. Jesus did not pray in a cold, distant manner, but in heartfelt supplication, demonstrating empathy and a genuine love for God. This is demonstrated clearly in John chapter 17, where Jesus prays for himself, his immediate disciples, as well as for all believers. Jesus prayed based on his knowledge of God and his truths. The prayers of Jesus on God reveal truth, and as such were in line with a solid biblical worldview. In the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 24, Jesus said, God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. He also said, the truth will set you free. And you can find that in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32, which underscores, you know, the importance of truth in the life of Jesus and in turn our lives. Proper prayer requires us to have a truthful understanding of God and what he has revealed to us through his word. Jesus taught persistence in prayer. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up in Luke 18:1. This is the whole thing about Jesus and his prayer. It is very important that we must not take this thing slightly. No, we cannot take this lightly at all. You know, Jesus constantly says, "You pray, with prayer, all things are definitely possible." Jesus knew that not all his prayers would be answered as expected. Yeah, this is a difficult prayer lesson to learn. But the fact of the matter is that not all our prayers are answered in ways we expect. Even Jesus knew this hard lesson as he cried out to God the Father from Gethsemane in Matthew 26, verse 36 to 34. Three times Jesus prayed for God to allow an easier path for him. But Jesus knew, and he said, "Yet not as I will, but as you will." My friends, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, unanswered prayer is such a challenge to the Christian life that we'll address the matter in more detail in another article in this. You know, when Jesus says, "Not his will, but as God's will," when he prayed in Gethsemane, yet not as I will, but as you will, he offered a tremendous but seemingly simple insight into prayer. God is in charge. As we learn from the prayer life of Jesus, and there is much to learn, we need to keep this overarching principle in mind. A disciple asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray." Let's go back in Luke 11:1. And in response was taught the Lord's Prayer. But by studying the prayer life of Jesus, we can learn not only the important truths of the Lord's Prayer, but so much more. So much more. The disciples want to be filled, want to fed, and want to know why Jesus was so constantly going aside to pray. They want to get a taste of what was happening to Jesus, why he is going back so constantly. It got to be something good. Lord, teach us to pray. It is so vital that we pray. Pray. And then Jesus says, "Say, listen to me. When you pray, you say, 'Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come as it is in heaven.' Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. But Lord, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever." Jesus, prayer can move mountain. You say a simple prayer and you have faith in that simple prayer. As Jesus said, you can tell the mountain, move from me and go yonder. I am telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that I am reaching that place. And when things seem to be impossible, and I went and I did my prayer, miraculous thing happened in my life. And I want you to follow that principle of prayer. And now I come to an end because this is the end. And I thank you for listening, my brothers and sisters, from wherever you are, all over the world. May God continue to bless you and open your heart and open your mind as you pray to him for situations to be moved on your behalf. I also want to thank BBS radio station for this opportunity to give me to spread the good news of salvation. I thank Almighty God for calling me as a servant to spread his good news of salvation. May God richly bless you all and have a blessed week. In Jesus' name, amen.
If this ministry has been a blessing and helped you through the Word of God, please donate. There's a donate button at the top of the show page. Any amount would be welcomed. Thank you in advance. This money will help keep the program Good News airing on BBS Radio. Remember, Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved."